I got involved in the Iditarod through one of my best girlfriends who was connected to the community. I came to Anchorage to work for the Return Dog Camp, fell in love with the organization, with the dogs, and started following Liz Millman around because she was so capable and so awesome. And I wanted to do whatever she was doing. And now I'm on my year three. So Liz really is the one who got me kind of solidly into this program. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because when I was here last year, the community and the energy you get from the community, the capability, the dog-focused capability is a high you can't even really explain. This is the most dog-focused group of people you'll ever meet. What's going on with the dogs? How can we work harder to work better for the dogs? It's how can we work together to be together for the dogs? It's just amazing. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was 2019, working an overnight shift with Return Dogs here in Unk. And we were all, there was probably about 90 dogs outside, and we're howling at a big orange moon with the northern lights. And it was so quiet, except for the howling. And it was just one vet tech and Lori, one of the vets, and we just were soaking it all in. It was something you'll never forget. What I know for sure in life is community. Whether it be here in Juneau with the Iditarod, it's your community that kind of gets you through big things and little things.